Blooming to Normal does love its restaurants. There's a new one on the way. Rob Dobbs will open in late September. A longtime king of fast food in Blooming to Normal is about to open his retirement restaurant, a high-end standalone. Bob Dobbsky was with McDonald's for 35 years, and he says he wanted a different experience.
It was, kind of you were held by the hand to develop your locations and open up a McDonald's restaurant. Everything was kind of done for you in that. Where are you going to locate the store? Who are you going to buy from? How are you going to market it? This and that. Where now that we're out of it, it was time for maybe take that white piece of paper and develop a whole new restaurant business from scratch.
Why did you still have the zest for restauranting? It's not an easy business.
No, definitely not, especially in the hiring aspect of it with quality people and hardworking and that work ethic that seems to be diminishing in our country. But we got out of the McDonald's business, and still having my own health and things going well. I'm not a golfer, and I'm not got too many hobbies in that, and plenty of time to do something. And I said, why, instead of sitting in a lobby of some fast food restaurant drinking coffee for 3 hours with a bunch of other retired people, might as well do something that can help the community and benefit the community.
So be honest here. Did your wife Julie tell you to get a job or get out of the house to keep you out of her hair?
Well, yeah, definitely. As busy as she is and as involved as she is with everything else going on, no, there, that could have been part of the reason in that. I'm an early morning person. I like to get up, and this was a challenge. And I said to myself, even the 35 years in McDonald's and that, what would it be like to start your own business? Because I go back to my family history where my dad started his own one-man meat shop back in 1938 from nothing in Chicago, Illinois. And I says, I wonder what he had to go through, and that's what I wanted to experience this.
Is it different? How different is it from what you were doing?
Oh, it's immensely different. Putting all these pieces together of, again, designing a restaurant and equipping it and hiring and marketing it. Again, without that help of a world global company like McDonald's was for that 35 years, this is way different. In fact, this has really opened my eyes to, I knew construction costs and that, what they were going to be in that, but even buying all the essentials to open up a restaurant, meaning plates and smallwares and equipment and kitchen and to develop this fine dining type of restaurant, and that was just amazing. So,
are there similarities between fast food and fine dining at all?
Yeah, I definitely think your entry level positions, as far as with the employees and that, with whether it be a cashier at a McDonald's counter or a server in a restaurant. It's a lot similar. The managers, even the hours spent in the type of business where Friday and Saturday are your higher volume days in that, I think are pretty parallel to what McDonald's in that with a full menu restaurant. But even in this case, dealing with alcohol, with adult beverages, has been a huge difference and a learning experience for us. Getting our certificate for the Bassett certificate to serve alcohol, and buying the wines and the craft beers now that are there. But that's been a whole new experience. So,
is that fun?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. There are more days that are fun than there are some days when you ask yourself, why didn't I just stay retired and invest the money and go from there? But it, I'm sure at the end of the day, at the end of the tunnel, it's going to be a delightful experience, because I am enjoying it. So,
are there commonalities in quality control or staff turnover or anything else between the two fields, fast food and fine dining?
Well, I think, again, having spent 35 years in McDonald's and with their guidance and their basically controls in place of you know, the quality of food and the consistency, and you know, working with the Board of Health and maintenance and whatever, we're just instilling that in this team that we're building, and our employees, our managers that we've hired already, and that to basically, and it still has to follow the same type of guidelines that McDonald's was in fast food, as this, you know, full menu restaurant's going to be about, you know, a speed of service of again, the health department rules of quality and cleanliness and all that. We're trying to instill that in this whole team that we're building in that. So, yes.
Bob Dobsky, thanks so much for talking with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.